This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The government has approved the continuation of targeted subsidies for the Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana consumers for the year 2025-26 with the estimated cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi about the cabinet decision taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, over 10 crore 33 lakh households have been benefited under the scheme.
10 करोड़ 33 लाख घरों में उज्ज्वला के कारण परिवर्तन आया. करीब 2,200 रुपए की टोटल सपोर्ट मिलता है इस स्कीम में. तो आज कैबिनेट में फैसला लिया गया 12,060 करोड़ रुपए का सपोर्ट पीएम उज्ज्वला बेनिफिशियरीज के लिए 2025-26 फाइनेंशियल ईयर में दिया जाएगा. अब तक अगर हम देखें टोटल उज्ज्वला योजना में 52,000 करोड़ रुपए का बेनिफिट देश में लाखों करोड़ों परिवारों को मिल चुका है. इसका आज के फैसले से करीब 10 करोड़ 33 लाख घरों में एक लाभ मिलेगा, एक बेनिफिट मिलेगा जिससे पीएम उज्ज्वला को आगे बढ़ाने में मदद मिलेगी.
The minister said that the government has also approved compensation amounting to 30,000 crore rupees to the three public sector oil marketing companies. Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that the government has given its nod for the budgetary support for the multidisciplinary education and research improvement in technical education scheme with an outlay of 4,200 crore rupees. He said the objective of the scheme is to improve the quality, equity and governance in technical education. An estimated 275 government and government-aided technical institutions are expected to be selected and supported under the scheme. The government also approved four new components under the existing central sector scheme of special development packages for Assam and Tripura with a total outlay of 4,250 crore rupees. Construction of four-lane Marakkanam to Puducherry highways in Tamil Nadu has also been approved with a total cost of 2,157 crore rupees. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah strongly criticized RJD Chief Lalu Prasad and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for opposing the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral roll in Bihar. Addressing a public meeting at Punora Dham in Sitamarhi, Mr. Shah alleged that by opposing the SIR, these opposition leaders are favoring intruders for vote bank politics. He said that the SIR held by the Elections Commission of India is a corrective measure for healthy democracy. Earlier, Mr. Shah laid the foundation stone and performed Bhumi Pujan for the new Mata Janki temple at Punora Dham in Sitamarhi in Bihar, which will be completed at a cost of more than 883 crore rupees in a sprawling area of 67 acres. The Election Commission dismissed the news circulating on various social media platforms, claiming that the poll body had removed the e-voter rolls of many states from its website overnight. The commission said that this news is fake. It added that anyone can download the electoral rolls for any of the 36 states and union territories through the website voters.eci.gov.in. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a detailed conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Putin briefed him on the latest developments concerning Ukraine. While thanking President Putin for his detailed assessment, the Prime Minister reiterated India's consistent position for the peaceful resolution of the conflict. Both leaders also reviewed the progress in the bilateral agenda and reaffirmed their commitment to further deepen the India-Russian special and privileged strategic partnership. The Defence Ministry rejected the news reports claiming that India paused the talks related to defence purchases with the United States. In a statement, the ministry said these reports are false and fabricated. It further clarified that the various cases of procurement are being progressed as per the extant procedures. China has welcomed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's upcoming visit to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin from August 31st to September 1st. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wao Jiaqin said the summit will be a gathering of solidarity and friendship with participation from over 20 countries. And in Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations are continuing on a war footing in the disaster-affected Dharali area of Uttarkashi district yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.